Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Love this album, Seven Seas, Pynton Dale. Love this song, The Mary Stanford of Rye. It's all about the registered something or other. I need to remember. There's a story behind this about the rescue boats and this kind of thing. But this is a great song, and they do a nice job on it. Yes, indeed.
Master John Stanford of London Town died. They read out his will, his legacy spy. Said, take this bequest for to build me a craft, so that with it my name shouldn't die, and give it to the RNLI. So they fashioned a lifeboat of Liverpool class, 38 feet from the stem to the aft, with a close reefed mainsail on a 20-foot mast. And to grant the last wish of his life, named it Mary after his wife. For she went into service in 1916, 63 times from the boathouse she screamed, across the shale of Rye Bay, past the teeth of the storm, and into the mouth of the waves, all sailors' lives there to save. Oh, Johnny, come home, they all sing from the pier. On the 15th day of November each year, and one day the sea, she will give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head. Now Johnny Head just turned 17, and to serve on that lifeboat, it was young Johnny's dream. His father was the coxswain, and his brother in the crew. And to serve, he was willing to die on the Mary Stanford of Rye. On November 15th, with the storm at its height, the Alice of Riga was losing her fight. 7 miles from Dungeness, she was drifting and lost. And the crew prayed and cried to the moon, and that's when they heard the maroon. It was 4 in the morning, when young Johnny Head, on hearing that signal, he leapt from his bed. With his father and his brother, they ran like the wind that churned up the furious waves. But there were lives to be saved. Oh, Johnny, come home, they all sing from the pier. On the 15th day of November each year, and one day the sea, she will give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head. To haul out that lifeboat, it took blood and tears. Took them 2 hours, each one seemed like a year. Exhausted and spent, they set her afloat. And into the barbarous wave, rode Mary to Alice's aid. It was 6:45 when the shoreman lost sight of the Mary. She pitched out into the night. And at 6:51, the Coast Guard they rang, saying, "Stand down, your lifeboat men brave, for the Alice is already saved." Now nobody knows from that day to this why the Coast Guard got word at 6:11, but the message they kept 40 minutes or more, while 17 brave men of Rye rode into a tempest to die. "Oh, Johnny, come home," they all sing from the pier, on the 15th day of November each year. And one day the sea, she will give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head. It was almost noon on that terrible morn. The family and the launch crew had waited since dawn, when suddenly somebody pointed and cried. And there in the surf and the spray, the Mary Stanford she lay. Now her body was battered and her keel was upright. No close reef mainsail, no crewmen in sight. They hauled her ashore and they knelt round and prayed. And they gazed out again at the main, and the tears they ran like rain. "Oh, Johnny, come home," they all sing from the pier, on the 15th day of November each year. And one day the sea, she will give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head. And then one by one the sea gave up her dead. First Willie Clark, and then Jimmy Head, then Albert and Rob, two cutting boys, and three from the Pope family, and nine more sons of the sea. Oh, but young Johnny Head, he never came home. He lies out somewhere in the ocean alone. His comrades lie buried in the churchyard at Rye, and they keep him a place for his bed. One day they'll find Johnny Head. "Oh, Johnny, come home," they all sing from the pier, on the 15th day of November each year. And one day the sea, she'll give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head. So the next time you sail around Hastings and Rye, look to the distance and keep out an eye. And if you see a young man from the RNLI standing guard over the foam, then you'll know that Johnny's come home. "Oh, Johnny, come home," they all sing from the pier, on the 15th day of November each year. And one day the sea, she will give up her dead, and home will come young Johnny Head. Home will come young Johnny Head.
Fort lights glowed in the morning mist that rolled on the water's brim. And over the railing we grasped his fist, and the dark tide came between. We cheered the captain, we cheered the crew, and our mates, time's out of mind. We cheered the land he was going to, and the land he had left behind. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. We rode Land Syne as a last farewell, but my heart seemed out of joint. I well remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. We drifted on home through the public bars. We were 10 times less by one who sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. They've sailed from the wharves since then. I've said goodbye to the last I knew, the last of the careless men. And I can't but think that the times we had were the best times after all. As I turn aside with a lonely glass and drink to the barroom wall. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die, but their spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by.
Cathead, I-O,
oh, cheerly man,
we'll raise the dead, I-O,
oh, cheerly
she's
man,
heavy as lead, I-O, cheerly man, oh, holly, I-O, cheerly man, and we'll haul again, I-O,
oh, cheerly man,
with might and main, I-O,
oh, cheerly man.
Chain stopper bring, I-O,
oh, cheerly man.
cathead will leave, I-O. Soon the tackle on reeve, I-O. Cheerly man, oh, the I-O. Cheerly man, oh. Bussing in hall, I-O.
Seven Stars is the instrumental. Cheerly Man was the vocal there. Pynton Dale from their album Seven Seas. We heard the Mary Stanford of Rye. We heard that. We also heard Jerry Hallam. Haven't played Jerry Hallam for a long, long time. There was a fella from the Tri-Cities who took some folks. Jez Lowe was one of them. Jerry Hallam was another one. I think there were a couple others. And I put him on his own record label. Licensed their albums from whatever record label, Fellside, and whatever record labels they were on, and released him in the Tri-Cities. And that's where I got this Jerry Hallam album from, although I've had some vinyl of his from England. He's an Englishman, went to New Zealand, and his whole thing is traditional Australian ballads and songs. And so bunches and bunches of songs about convicts and cattle and gold and that kind of thing, and droving. And then occasionally a nice one about leaving with on the sea and leaving Australia and that kind of thing. Some immigrant things are there. And we heard the outside track. That's a Henry Lawson poem. Henry Lawson was sort of the other poet. You know, we think of Waltzing Matilda and Banjo Paterson, who wrote that. And he wrote some way cool stuff, actually, stuff that you don't really hear much of. But Henry Lawson was sort of the poet laureate, the guy who's right up there along with Banjo Paterson. Wrote wonderful poems. The Bush Girl was one of his, and then again this outside track, and Australia's a big country and freedom something. And just wonderful stuff. And that's what Jerry Hallam does. He does a lot of these traditional things and a lot of these songs based on poems about those times. And when you look at Australia, the history is so much like ours. Of course, Australia became a convict settlement for Great Britain, probably after America had become unavailable due to the revolution, when you think about it, because they were sending convicts to the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida and, you know, all those places in America that the British had colonized. And then after the revolution, they had to send them someplace, so they sent them over to the Tasman Sea and all those different places, and sent them to New South Wales. Oh, my gosh. So there you go. So let's continue with the old Australian way. This is Jerry Hallam. And how do you like my thumbnail sketches of history? Pretty cool, huh? You want to take my course? Anyways, here we go. Jerry Hallam.
Ranzo, Ranzo. the better for the seeing of you, sir. Ransom, ransom, way.
Did you ever see a wild goose sailing over the ocean?
Ransom, ransom, way. It's just like those pretty girls when they get the notion. Ransom, ransom, way.
Thank you.
Yep, and he's even proven his point. That's an electric didgeridoo. Indigenous writer there, Cap Walker, wrote that. No More Boomerang. Lots and lots of songs about the plight of the indigenous folks over there. And of course, it's still going on in all kinds of ways. And there'll always be disparity. You know, these cultural things where people just didn't get it from colonial times on up. And in some ways, they still don't. And it's like an uphill battle, isn't it? Same thing over here. Same kind of thing. And it's a good thing there, you know, it makes me wonder, though, eventually if it's going to be about cultural preservation rather than about a present-day thing, maybe preserving cultures as a thing of the past. I hope not. I hope not. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. We're coming right back for lots more stuff. You just hold on. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald coming up in just couple of minutes already. Hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are.
Partly to mostly cloudy, some gusty winds near the Clearwater River. High temperatures today will range from 66 in Pullman to 74 in Lewiston. Tonight's lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the 60s, and skies should clear during the middle of next week.
Thank you for listening to Northwest Public Radio's NPR and classical music service on 91.7. Listeners in Cottonwood find us on 90.1. And in the LC Valley, we're on 90.5. A list of more Northwest Public Radio stations is available on our website, nwpr.org.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatch
each way caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Chigumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
crying boys, tell him I was
what it was. What's happening with Peggy? The dark-haired man asked the other day. She's living, she's loving in the old familiar way. But what's beneath the surface? Is she happy? Is she sad? She won't tell me, she keeps it to herself, and it makes me mad. Fast as you're running, you're at a standstill, like Don Quixote jousting with the arms of the windmill. But I know your dreams are in full warm image. What you want, it's just across the
If you a pity the stranger stands at the gate. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger stands at the gate.
I take great pleasure in welcoming back to the Blue Door, K.C. Clifford.
Driving with the windows down, we're heading out, let's blow this town. Let nobody get in our way. Temperature's been way too high. We're going on a one-day strike. Just two friends on a hot July day. And I don't know where we're going, babe. We're heading for our own piece of the sky. You and I were meant for bigger dreams, better things. And I believe, yes, I believe that we'll find out when we get there. Oh, when we get there. Turning up the radio, playing songs that we all know. You got no choice but singing along. We just crossed the county line. We're fancy free and feeling fine. Yeah, we are right here where we belong.
I had forgotten that I had this album, K.C. Clifford. This is really good stuff. The whole album is pretty good, and she's a good songwriter and does great stuff. Yes, she does. K.C. Clifford. Before that, Gordon Lightfoot, The House You Live In, which I really like. Song I always want to learn but never got around to it. I should do that. I should do that today, what I should do. And the Cantrells in that set as well. We still have an hour's worth of music left to go. We're going to come back with the Water Boys. We'll talk about the Water Boys. And this wonderful set of six CDs, the Complete Fisherman Sessions. 1986 to 1988 or something like that. Pretty rasty bunch of guys. There's a lot of them in this. I thought the Water Boys was a smaller band than what is indicated in the picture on this cover. Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks for all the emails. My gosh, the emails have been coming in, and they've all been fairly complimentary. Got one from Frank Cheverini there at the Hot Club in Troy, Montana. Says Alan Lane is alive and well and just did a performance there. So there you go. Wondered what had gone on with Alan Lane, who did that wonderful album of cowboy songs. He's also got a blues band. And he plays he's a one-armed guitar player. He's got a prosthesis where the pick goes. That's pretty cool. Hey, if you want to email me at dasinDaniel@maherwsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I'm never home. So you just leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you. I'll talk to you somewhere along the line. Love to talk to people. Just love to talk and talk and talk. All righty? Going to be right back with the calendar and all kinds of stuff, so you just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Now.
shachi morunga ji las ji las ji las morunga ji las nak ji luna a ji mi he muda ku manu yo kon ya gu sa na mi shachi morunga ji las ji las ji las morunga ji las nak ji luna a ji mi he muda ku manu yo kon ya gu sa na mi shachi.
Rural and urban landscapes often have their history, their character, their pride and their identity, all channeled through a river. On the Thistle and Shamrock, hear the flow of music from the riverbanks as traditional and contemporary song celebrates rivers as sources of life and timeless inspiration.
Join Fiona Ritchie for the Thistle and Shamrock in 1 hour at 2 o'clock, right after hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr, which begins in just a moment here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiakuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by contributions from listeners and by the sponsorship of businesses, including Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax and Fisher Systems. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a sponsor by sending an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.